Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
You know about our second podcast, right? It's called My Opening Line. We talk to comedians, artists about their first times performing and what made them keep going. Because usually, it's a mess at first, right?
Yeah, even if their first one is really good, their second one bombs.
Right.
And the question is, why do you keep going if it sucked so bad? And it's usually addiction.
Well, that's right. The new show features HBO stand-up veteran Gina Brion, and I think you're going to love it.
You guys loved her on Keith and the Girl. She was a lot of fun.
We talked about relationship PTSD on Keith and the Girl, Eddie Murphy announcing his stand-up return, or the rumor anyway. I still have doubts. 70 million, 70 million, but I don't know.
That's so funny that you're doubting a $70 million contract, but I love it.
Nothing's happened since. Mm. Why is it going to happen now? We'll see.
They should give him $70 million in a week. You know, like in 1 week, you got it, like for $70 million, you could pull it off.
So anyway, in this episode, she talks about when she started, and you're going to love it. So go to myopeningline.com, subscribe for free, check it out. There you have it. All right. Today's guest, ladies and gentlemen.
He's one of your favorites, our favorites.
Everybody loves this guy.
Absolutely.
Seen in various comedy festivals. The podcast he has is Am I the Asshole? And he's been featured in the Food Network, and we haven't talked about this show, Mystery Diners. I'm excited to do that. Danny Vega, how you doing, buddy?
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for being here.
Really nice compliments. My parents don't even butter me up that much. It's really good.
I don't think parents are supposed to, or maybe that's what my parents taught me. My parents always told me that I should be lucky that they're my parents.
Oh my God. I think you need to talk to someone about that.
That's so funny because I never thought that that was a thing until recently, but they legit on a regular basis were like, you should be so lucky. You could have gotten so-and-so's parents. They don't give a shit about that kid. We are the best parents you could have possibly had. And I'm like, oh yeah, why did they have to remind me of that?
You were raised by toxic narcissists.
Thank you.
There's no doubt in my mind.
And that's why Danny's here. Thank you for coming. All right.
Well, I've dated women like that. I love you and nobody will love you like I love you.
Oh,
like,
boy. Oh,
that's interesting.
I think I learned that that's abusive language.
Absolutely.
It's not normal.
No, that's not nice.
It's a big world. At least three people will love me.
But I feel like that's what rom-coms and just straight up romantic movies always say, like, you have to drop the biggest project ever or you won't prove that this person, or you have to be the most embarrassing thing ever, you know, or rent a horse is what I understand. Right.
Well, speaking of love, you're going camping this weekend.
Yes, but with the group camping. But my love is coming.
It's the first time you've gone camping with him, right? Or at least with a group.
With the group camping. It was the first time we're together with the group.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous. I'm like, I don't want them to hear us having sex. It's our friends. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Do you watch public displays of affection, that kind of thing?
Oh, we're so disgusting in public. And I'll just tell them that. Yeah, like we're making out. And then I'm like, you're gross.
Yeah.
But
like
I'm doing it too.
And everything in front of people.
So disgusting. Oh my God. Like if you catch us sitting down in
public. No, you don't. You use tongue.
Oh, yeah. In public.
Real. I ran into Henda before.
Oh, if you stayed a little longer, yeah. We both came in at the same time today, but I was like, you go in first. I'm going to say goodbye.
Right. So
we fully made out.
But I'm not there, right, because I left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't believe this is true. It's funny when Henda says something she definitely doesn't. I say it's not true. Henda thinks she talks in movies. I've been to her with movies. This isn't true.
I so talk in movies. Okay. You just don't mind.
Okay. So I of course, love movies. So this just isn't true. I do not believe that you'll be making out in front of fellow campers.
No, that I don't want to do. But in public, we do. Like regularly.
Oh, surrounded by strangers.
Yes.
You'll go for it.
Yeah.
Tongue down the throat, yes. Everything. Wow.
Yeah. Like in public, like we're saying goodbye in public, it's makeout time.
Okay, your public means there's trees. That means she's outside.
Right.
She's not at a coffee shop.
Right, there's a raccoon gagging.
Right. Her public is the park.
Yeah, the park, yeah.
Okay.
We're saying goodbye in the train platform or something.
Kind of once people think she's an asshole, I think.
I think it's kind of gross, but I love it.
I make out in public. No, you don't. I talk in movies? No, you don't.
I
spit on the ground?
I definitely
she's
don't
she's
do
setting
that.
A low bar, so then whenever she doesn't do that stuff, people are like, hey, you're not as bad as you thought. You're not good. Right. Just not as bad as you painted yourself to be.
Well, this is significant because it is the first time that we're surrounded with our friends. And we were friends for like 10 years. So we've been going on this camping trip forever, just in separate tents. So it's the first year where we're...
Same tent.
Yes, same tent. So I reminded him that I was going to wait to hit on him on the group camping trip.
You were going to make your move.
Yeah, I was going to make my move.
What were your plans? Oh, I love her plans. Her plans. Let me remind people about the deli trick.
No!
Where she wanted to surprise Xerxes with deli meat from...
His favorite sandwich from his favorite deli meat place.
Okay, as if that processed bullshit isn't all the same.
It's prosciutto made...
Is it boar's head?
It's like their own thing. They make the mozzarella, I think. Right. I don't know.
So she has to find that they make the mozzarella, I think. I don't know.
I don't know. Right. But he loves it.
Okay. So she has to find out where this place is. So how does she find out? She wants me to text him and go, hey, I'm trying to surprise my girlfriend with good deli meat and fresh mozzarella. I don't know. Where would you recommend in the area by your house? I get that. Prosciutto, et cetera.
Does it fly? Did the trick work?
No.
He saw right through it.
Of course he did. His girlfriend's a moron. So T answers, but he knows what's up.
He did. He knew the whole time.
So I want to hear what was your strategy for the tent? I want to fuck. Look, if it's anything else, just want to see if your tent's properly aligned.
One of two things, okay? I was going to leave my... tent extras at home, like, so I can't pitch it.
Oh, you weren't just gonna hide your steaks and stuff for the tent. You were not gonna bring them.
You know what? That's a better idea.
That is, but it worked out that we don't have to worry about this. But in hindsight, you were going to deliberately bring a busted tent in essence, right?
Well, he's got a 2-room tent, so it's not like fully weird. So I could be like, you have 2 rooms.
Did you think of cutting a hole in your tent?
I don't want to cut a hole in my tent. Right. That's permanent. I need my tent.
In case you break up. So now.
So now you go,
I don't have all the stuff to my tent. Yeah. And then you wait for him to ask you, right? Because you can't ask him.
Well, I get, yeah, I do. Because I'm a pussy.
Right.
But the other way is like, oh, you know, you keep talking about your tent. I've never seen the inside of it. Mm,
there you go.
Like a disco ball. What could be on the inside?
What?
Here it's a 1-bedroom?
Yeah.
2-room tent?
And then just like, oh my God, is that a full mattress? Because he brings like a mattress. I'm like, and he would be like, of course. Yeah, like you should try it. Because I'm like, oh, I just use a yoga mat.
He wouldn't think you're the dumbest person alive looking at a mattress and saying, is that a mattress?
No, like, oh, does your mattress deflate? Keith always brings a mattress.
No. And didn't you see it on the van we took over? It was a giant...
No, I mean...
inflated mattress?
No, because you always bring an inflatable bed and it always deflates as you sleep.
Yes.
So that's my big question.
Your big question is, are you excited at night when it pops?
But his doesn't, so that's a conversation.
How would the conversation go?
It would go, okay, ready?
Okay, I'll be Xerxes.
No, I know how to be Xerxes better.
Okay. Okay, ready? I gave you a chance, ready?
No.
You have a mattress.
Yeah, it's a really good one. You want to try it? It doesn't even deflate.
At night, are you excited about it not popping? Or will it pop?
No, that's the thing. I found a really good one, and then he would like give me all the stats on it. And I would just be like, okay, do you mind if I just sit on it?
Can I sit on the mattress?
Oh, I'm being me now. Sorry, I forgot.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm you now. Can I sit on the mattress?
Oh, yeah. I also have a really good blanket.
I don't want to. Can I?
What?
Can I, please? I don't want to.
Why am I saying I don't want to?
Because I'm fucking weird, and I take everything back that I mean. So could I? I don't want to. I should. You want to kiss? No, I don't. You? No. I don't want to.
So that's when I was going to make my move. Also, we were planning a 2020 trip to Amsterdam.
Because, what's that mean?
Like next year in April.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like, you know, 420 all of April next year. Very funny, right? Yeah. So I thought he was inviting all these.
By the way, it's not very funny.
I don't get that. It's 420 all of next year?
All month in April.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah. A little slow on the uptake.
So you get to get high every day in April next year.
But we were planning this before we were you know, dating or anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I thought we were planning it with like other people coming. So I was going to wait until then. And then I was going to be like, what's your room look like?
Right. So it's all of it. So the strategy in general is what does your thing look like?
But my other idea would be like to get like dressed up in some frisky shit and be like, hey, can you meet me in my room for a second? Because everyone else is there. And it's like, oh, can you meet my room? And then boom, all of a sudden he's looking at that and has to make a decision. But honestly,
I
probably don't have the balls. And B, turns out he's not a fan of lingerie. Or
so you're in it. Okay.
We could have been like to save money. We could be in the same room. We're adults. Blah blah blah.
So you're in Amsterdam. You get lingerie. He comes to your room. He says, "Oh, I think you misunderstood the situation." Then how long are you there for? 3 more days? Oh, five God. More days?
That's. I don't think I would have the balls to do that ever. Like ever. Right. In life. These are like running things in my head.
Yeah. So it worked out this way in real life. A mattress. Should I sit on it and test it so that it doesn't surprise you tonight?
I honestly don't know how people do it. I don't. Oh, I fully understand the yawn into like a half hug. I get it now. I don't know what to do.
People are roasting marshmallows and she goes, oh no, my tent. And she throws her tent in the fire. Does anybody have a... And of course somebody has an extra tent. And Kendall's like, no. Don't worry about the Xerxes. Did I hear you have room?
And Anne has like a big tent also, so right. I could see her chiming
in. She'll jump in.
Yeah, like, oh my God, sleep over in my tent. I'd be like, okay, yours tonight and then his tomorrow night.
Oh, I found all my extra equipment after all. Oh no, I lost it all again. Oh, and but so she's like, I was interested, but you're kind of stupid.
But I tell him this, and he has the same response you do.
Yeah.
Except nicer. He goes, okay.
Yeah.
That's it. He goes, very good. And then he just makes out with me.
Yeah, and he believes crazy things. Like, he's into the idea of we're all living in a simulation, and Henda's even too much. Like, whoever's in control of Henda's out there. You know what I mean?
They are asleep at the wheel.
They're just typing anything into the simulation.
You guys don't like any of these?
This is the corniest shit.
I know. I'm very corny. What's love if not corn?
All right. Well, now you get to be in the same tent, right? It's understood?
I think I'm still going to be fun about it.
Yeah.
I'll bring my tent and be like, bleh.
You're still going to bring pieces of a tent. Are you going to ask him, are you going to try to role play it, you know, like somebody trying to keep a marriage alive?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
That's kind of fun. I like that.
Yeah. Hey, I don't have my tent. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take him a second. Like, what? We just put up the tent.
Yeah.
How high are you?
I mean, the way I actually ended up hitting on him was pretty much the same.
What'd you do?
Well, I
forgot my tongue. Do you have a, how long does your tongue last?
We were at my place, it was the night before my surgery. Mm-hmm. And so we were at my place and we usually watch movies just on the couch like normal people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, do you want to watch it from the loft? And he's like, okay. And he knew.
Where you sleep.
Yeah.
And he knew.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, you knew? I thought it was just like very casual. Oh, because I keep forgetting that like 2 days before I totally told him that I want to fuck him.
This is she's telling the story like it's Pulp Fiction.
Yeah,
but
he's a real detective. Sherlock over here.
Oh, he figured it out. How'd he figure it out? Earlier I told him. Okay.
I'm not good at this stuff.
Well, you guys are still happy.
It's fun.
Can you imagine asking your friend, where do you get good deli meat in New York?
Insane. Someone texted me that, I go,
what?
What's going on?
So fun.
Xerxes, though, fun name.
Yeah, it's fun.
I dated Xerxes.
Yeah. I'll cut you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
All right, I want to talk about the show that I mentioned.
Seriously, is it that bad?
What?
My ideas?
Yeah. Yeah,
they're not,
I think
like,
it's cute. I like it. Adorable, I like it. Right? Yeah, me and my girlfriend talk about doing stuff like that. Like going to a bar and pretending we don't know each other. And like building it up from scratch.
Cute, right?
You know? But yours is real. You were going to do it.
Yeah, it was.
That's the difference.
Yeah, no, we're not that corny. Yeah.
I can't go because I'm all busted up.
That's bullshit. Keith can't go sit down on a camping chair by a fire because his toesy hurts.
Oh, your toes are messed up too?
My toes broken. My face is busted. My lip hurts. All you do is eat and hike.
Now you don't have to hike.
Now I don't have to do anything. People are going to be like, give me the marshmallows. I can't.
There you go.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
He won't let anybody do anything for him, though.
That's not true.
You got up just to close, like, a piece of the curtain that was
open. Because the air conditioner was going in. You're taking too long. Wow.
Is your foot really busted, or do you just... Is this, like, an elaborate chemda scheme that makes no sense?
Yeah, it's to get my girlfriend to love me more. I break my own toe. So, anyway, the show is Mystery Diners that you were on the Food Network.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is a while ago.
How many episodes?
I don't know, maybe like 8 or 10.
Okay. You got a scowl on your face.
Yeah, it wasn't that important. You know, it was a silly thing.
But it's undercover stuff, right?
Yeah, it is. So the premise is it's like a secret shopper, but for a restaurant. So this guy owns this company, and then he'll send in his diners, his mystery diners.
Oh.
And I was one of them. And so then, you know, we're sort of taking direction on how to test the employees, see what's, you know, see how they can handle conflict, see how they okay. can handle stress.
What would normally at the end of the show, is there the reveal, like undercover boss, like I caught you stealing from the till?
So I remember I was actually in the pilot, which was later not made into the pilot because they did not get that shot, which made me cringe. I was brutally cruel to this waitress. I just kept asking for more of everything.
Right.
This is kind of like my beginning Yelp personality right. developed on this show. Right. I sent back a glass of beer because it wasn't cold. I said, you need to take this glass and you need to put it in a bucket of water and ice. And then you need to fill it with beer. And she did it. And it came out freezing cold.
And how busy was the restaurant?
Not super busy. Mm-hmm. It wasn't crazy in there or anything. But I was just a monster. And then I could see the kitchen from where I was. And I saw him finish my pizza or whatever. And I said, you know, I'm actually going to go with the eggplant parmesan. She goes, you know, it just finished. And I go, okay.
Right.
I'm going to do the eggplant parmesan. So after all that, after just being a monster, basically setting everything back I could, whatever, whatever. I go, listen, Don, I'd really like it. I love the food here. I love the food. The service has been unacceptable. I'd love to bring my boys back from the software development company back here for dinner, but I just can't in good faith do it with service like this. Comp the whole meal. Whole meal comped. Manager came out, and he was the one being tested, was the manager.
What?
Yeah. So they get the whole meal, and then I remember I left my hat. The hat had a camera in it. I left the hat with the camera on the table. They go back, get the hat. So I ran back and got the hat, and then I left. And then the big reveal is that this guy, whatever, he owned a couple of restaurants. And he comes
Somebody's
out.
Talking in your ear.
Yeah, the director's talking in my ear. But then the guy who owned the restaurant, who's actually like paying for the service, you know, to have his restaurant employees tested. The manager was actually his brother. So he's the owner, his manager's the brother. And he goes, you know, bro, you messed up. You messed up. You didn't handle this at all. Da 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 da. And just like goes in on him. And
who goes in on who? Sorry.
The owner goes in on the brother, who's the manager.
Who comped the whole meal
and who like also dealt with me in this situation. He's just like, you don't know how to manage a restaurant. Like you don't know what you're doing, bro. You're not on top of everything. Just like, just tears him up, you know?
On air.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know anything.
Is this because you left the hat there?
No. The hat was just like, you left the hat. They're going to see the cameras. Cause they really like, they had no idea that all this was being surveilled. This is all for TV. And so then like I said, this was going to be the pilot. So then the brother starts crying. He's like destroyed, you know, the manager's just crying, goes out in the parking lot. And then his brother's like, oh, you know, it's all TV. And he's like, no, I'm not going to sign anything. And so then that wasn't the pilot. They had to reshoot.
Oh.
The whole pilot, because the brother was pissed.
Good for him.
Was that so? I would watch this show and just be like, "You're treating him so mean."
Yeah, pretty much.
Right? Did you feel comfortable doing that?
Oh, it was awesome. It was honestly the most fun I've had. I mean, I was like, whatever this guy says, I'm going to do it, because it made me feel like I wasn't liable either. I was like, you know, I'm just doing what the texts say to do, and so nobody can judge me for that.
Was there like anything that you got in your ear or in a text as it was happening that you were hesitant about?
Oh, I was hesitant about the whole thing, but I just did it. You know, it felt like skydiving or something. You know, it was like my adrenaline was like coursing, just confrontation and being a dick. And this waitress really hated me, which she had every right to.
Yeah.
And I wanted that moment. All I wanted to do was like hug her and say like, I'm so sorry. I'm not really like that. But the director didn't want that, so she just has to have that darkness in her forever.
Did you think of writing her a letter in real life?
I did. Well, I ended up yelping the experience. I give it 1 star because that's what it was. But, yeah.
What was something that you were hesitant about, like bigger than the other times?
I think like calling back the dish was, I mean, no, though, it was the glass because it was so insane. Mm. You know, I had asked for every drink. I was like, it was crazy. I was like, let me get a water. Let me get a coffee. I need cream for the coffee. Do you have any different kind of cream? It's like, I would just go and get every detail. And so then I was like, clearly the beer is fine. Mm. And then the director's like, find something wrong with the beer.
And that's what you found wrong. So you made that up.
Yeah. I had to invent something crazy, you know, like, well, the glass isn't cold. Like, what? It's a crazy complaint.
So do they change the idea of the show when it actually becomes a show, or is it always just shitting on everybody?
Well, no. There's different premises, you know, that one was, you know, just testing the manager. So it was kind of more set up. But the other ones would be like, the employees are stealing, or like, you know, Rocky's dealing drugs out of the back. We got to catch him dealing drugs. Like, there's any variety.
You're really getting the law involved. So that would make me question this TV show. When you're getting...
catching someone dealing
well,
drugs.
Well, whatever. Or stealing. Or, you know, mismanaging the... You know, I don't know how restaurants work, guys. Like, whatever. In the inventory. The inventory is missing. You know, things like that.
And so you would, as a patron, come in and find out... Yeah, that the inventory.
Sometimes. Well, sometimes I was the patron. Okay, there was another episode where I had to work there for 2 days.
You got the job.
I got a job and I had
to
wear...
Did you wear your video glasses in the interview?
Yeah, I had to wear the video glasses for 2 days, and they called me glasses. And so I had to wear these glasses for 2 days while I was working there. And nothing was going on. You know, like, I was just pretending to work there. I was like shadowing.
Were you a waiter?
No, I was a waiter.
So you had to learn an entire system, the POS system, how they put food in, who takes it out.
For some reason, it didn't matter.
Huh. In 2 days, you just learned the job.
Well, I mean, it was because one of the people was in on it, you know, so I didn't really have to do that much. But yeah, I learned the basics, you know. Huh.
They ask for food, you give them food.
Yeah, you know what's funny is when the show got canceled, he went back to get a job.
Right. Yeah. Right. And they're like, you're not qualified. I know I am. I have it on tape.
I learned this so fast. Remember me? Yes. Yeah,
glasses.
So and so is dealing drugs in the back. I'm right on it.
And I got high actually during that one when I had the glasses on, because I started thinking like, wow, I'm surveilling. Like, I'm watching people day. And then I got really high that night when I was at home. And then I was like, what if this is just about me? Like, what if they're watching me right now? I got all paranoid. I was like, they're on to me.
He doesn't seem like a good guy, the owner of this idea. You know, he's messing with his own brother.
Oh, yeah, that guy, So he didn't want to be there, man, because he had a couple places, and that place is called Three Tomatoes and a Mozzarella. It was like an Olive Garden. Like, nobody wants to be there. But he owned this other place called Whiskey Dick's.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, and Whiskey, because this is in Vegas. And Whiskey Dick's is sick. It's like on an Air Force base. There's like freaking gambling, girls on tables and stuff. So he just wanted to be at Whiskey Dick's and make sure that Three Tomatoes and a Mozzarella was like locked down. Right. But then his bro can't handle it.
What's in one of them, you had to dress up as a drag queen.
Yeah. This
had
one.
To yeah. or wanted to.
Okay. Actually, I really wanted to, because it was actually brutal. So like on all the early seasons, I got paid $1,000 per ep, which was like life changing. And so then they forgot about me after like a couple seasons. And so then I'd moved to New York and I was super poor. I had like, I really had no money. And they're like, hey, we thought of you. We want you to be a drag queen. I was like, oh, that's so exciting. They're like, the pay is a little less than usual. I was like, oh, that's weird, because it seems a lot more involved.
Yeah.
So they only paid me $250.
Whoa.
But they were like, but we'll fly you out. And I was like, oh, okay. And then they were like, ooh, we're actually going to bus you out.
To where?
To Philly. So it wasn't too bad. But
from New York to Philly?
Yeah, New York to Philly, you know, but for $250. And it was like a 3-day shoot. And,
oh, wow.
You know, it was a lot of work.
Did you walk in heels?
I did. I was in heels. And,
how'd you do?
The heels didn't bother me. I was fine. I mean, I was mostly sitting. But I'll tell you what hurt me. I think this is the worst I've ever been hurt. I haven't had a lot of hardship in my life. They had these clip-on earrings. I mean, I was like crying. I was wearing them for hours, but I was like, I was like, I can't wear these. And I was getting like blackout drunk because I was in so much pain from these earrings. And I'll show you guys. I was all done up. I was a drag queen, like 3 hours of makeup.
Who did your makeup? They got
this real drag guy, like this like he knew what he was doing. Like it really took 3 hours. Like I was just sitting there having my makeup done for hours.
3 hours.
Are you drunk doing this show?
I was drunk during the taping, and I remember I cringed because I like repeated some line or something. It made no sense. It was really bad.
Again, what did you have to do there? Complain about service?
No, I wasn't complaining. This time I was busting. I remember, so it was like one of the drag queens, because it was like a regular bar trivia kind of thing, and it was put on by the drag queens, because this is in the Gayborhood, which is what it's actually called, not the way you say it, where it's hateful.
Okay, Keith? Okay, no. Got it.
It's just called the Gayborhood. It's actually really cool. They got like rainbows all over. It's in Philly. And they wanted to bust one of the drag queens because she was working with the manager to win bar trivia every time. Mm. And she won like 4 in a row.
So even the customers were dressed up in drag.
Yeah, because it was a Gayborhood, man. Right. So it's like, you know, that was, I mean, not everyone, but like a lot.
Right.
There was like 10 other drag queens. Okay. And I was the ugliest one, which I'm pretty sure they did on purpose. I'll show you guys. I was pretty hideous. But yeah, so I had to bust her cheating the system, and she would like get answers from the manager.
They would show you what, peeking around the corner, and then another. So a big camera catches you peeking around the corner, and a big camera catches.
Oh yeah, like, how are still the cameras catching?
Like I understand you have the glasses, but they're still expensive cameras.
Well, no. Right. Well, they put security cameras and stuff, and so they'll tell the employees. I'm getting a lot of skepticism from you.
It's interesting.
They'll tell the employees, like, you know, we got a new security system, and then you know, their little those little clean cameras underneath the little balls and stuff, and then they're all around. There's like 10 different cameras, and then they cut it all up and tell the story.
If I Google Mystery Diners is fake, pops up right away. Is that interesting?
Wait, what pops up? That
it is fake.
Okay, well, everyone's, you know,
it's just interesting.
People think 9/11 was fake.
This sounds like the way I hit on Xerxes. Like, it's a little, you cock your head a little, you wonder, just a little bit.
I have this tent is fake.com. It wasn't real, it was on the front.
So you catch another drag queen stealing,
mm-hmm.
And then what do you do in this show?
Tell
the manager, or you go, hey.
I tell...
Did they give you a badge?
Yeah, no, I just shoot him.
Hey.
I kill him. Charles is like the guy. He's like the boss, and he kind of, you know, presents the information to the business owner.
Okay, are you in the room at the time?
Yeah, and I
that's what would happen. So the customer catches it. Were you on your own, supposedly? Okay, so you on your own, you had a bad feeling about the trivia night.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm not a customer. I work on behalf of Charles, who's hired on behalf of the owner to bust his corrupt employees.
Okay. And what's funny is the Gayborhood is probably like similar people pretty much every night. Drag queens especially, they know each other's names. It's a small community of people who know. But here comes, what was your name?
I think they just went with Daniela.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So here comes Daniela, who they've never met, but he just gets to sit there alone and spy on another drag queen.
Nobody cares that you're just going around corners. Yeah.
I'm a great actor.
So Charles is sitting down the drag queen and going, we got you busted. And you're just sitting there in the room too, like,
Yeah. And I actually cringe at that because I nodded too much. I was like, because I didn't have any lines during the interview part, which is like scripted. And I was just like, I'm going to nod a lot. I just nodded way too much.
We sure did.
Just up and down. Like, all right, relax.
You're like, you're going to jail. And Charles is like, all right, calm down.
Yeah.
And you're still in drag during that part?
Yeah, I was in drag the whole night.
Did you tape for 3 days? You'd have to put on drag for 3 days or just?
I think the drag was only one day. Okay. I forget. It's all a blur. I was blackout, you know, but. $250, so...
And a sweet bus ride.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if you're doing this bullshit and you're actually stealing money. Right. Steal restaurant money, and they catch you. And you go, no, that part's fake.
Yeah. It's all real.
I'm sure it's all real. It's just funny that that's the way they would go to really catch somebody. Let's really catch somebody honestly stealing from us and make it a TV show also.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I mean, two for one.
Two for one.
Yeah. What if we could fire this person and make our money back by being on a TV
obviously
show.
Obviously, no one's suing anybody.
Right.
Obviously, this is within everybody's rights.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I guess you're so embarrassed. The person's so embarrassed that they got caught.
That they sign a waiver.
That they sign a waiver.
Absolutely. They cut them a plea deal. They cut them a deal. They got them on 10 different angles. They got them on the glasses camera.
And then it's not until probably statute of limitations ends.
Right.
When he's like, oh, this was such a violation of my privacy. I could actually made money on what they did. Oh, that's a bummer.
Give me a Bible and I'll swear on the Bible that it's all real.
Is that another show?
Are you an atheist?
A different show. Yeah, I'm an atheist. The Bible will burn me, actually.
Do they still show this show?
You know, yeah, I think it's gone. I think it's gone on to like 10 seasons or something. But yeah, they don't keep me in anymore. I think it's because I got too drunk on set.
Did they, on location. Did they catch you? Like, did they know? Was it obvious that you were drunk?
Oh, yeah, they knew. I mean, they were letting it happen, you know.
Because they're drunk, too.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, order whatever you want.
We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
It does remind me, Keith and I were on Boiling Point.
Oh my God, I used to love that show. Yeah,
so we were on that.
That's Boiling Points. You get paid, what do you get paid? $100 if you don't complain about somebody doing bad behavior to it. They would you would go to a deli and
the guy behind the guy behind the counter is not wearing gloves, he's like wiping his nose, like actual things that he should stop.
He's spitting in the sandwich. And if you complain, you blew it. You reached your boiling point. But if you take the sandwich like a punk bitch asshole, you get $100.
And what else? Like,
and if you ask, they'll buy you a sandwich.
Yeah, I guess so. A new one that you can watch them make.
Right. And wait, so did you
pass?
I don't remember. How did we get on there? Did we know someone maybe? And they were looking for someone?
I don't remember if we knew somebody or we saw an ad in a magazine. I really don't remember.
But Keith was supposed to set me up. And we were dating at the time and we weren't going to set each other up for shit. Like, we just wouldn't do that. And so he told me, like, here's what the setup is. I'm going to bring you to this restaurant and these girls are going to hit on me and you're going to get angry or not get angry or whatever. So I'm like, okay. The problem is I don't get angry at that stuff. It amuses me so much. Like, I'm just like, oh my God, is someone blatantly hitting on you while I'm here? Get the popcorn.
And there's like, I get it.
Right.
So these two girls were the two main actresses on that show. They pretend they're Russian. No reason to. I think those shows, they get bored and they have to add to it.
Right.
Or they're actors and they're like, today I'm going to super act.
Right. Yeah. So they're like giggling and looking at us and kind of giving Henda the stink eye and me. They're like, And they're like, schloshly, schloshly, schloshly,
But it was basically that. It was like.
And Henda's like, how am I supposed to react to that? I'm not mad. You have a problem. You have a mental problem. You need help.
Schlushly,
schlushly. Nice, schlushly. I'm not exaggerating.
Yes, it was really tough.
They probably said Russian like 5 times literally, like Russian schlushly. You're not even saying numbers.
And so I've like, and we're also enjoying a lovely lunch.
Right.
So these women, and they're right next to us, and they're pretending to hit on him. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know where my boiling point would be because, like, even if I were to exaggerate my emotions, like, oh, here they are actually hitting on him. Like, you're being like pretty subtle. You're talking, first of all, you're from another country. So if you want to talk to Keith, you know, I don't know. I feel like I would allow, quote, this thing to happen. And then she put her hand on his lap, which
it started on the knee and then slowly moved it up where it was going to go to the crotch.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, oh my God, I guess this is where I have to stop it because
she's going
to
start jerking me
that's
off.
That's the thing.
Oh my God.
I was worried for her. I was like, how far is she willing to take it? And so I was like, oh, I better stop this before she has to like literally look for his bulge or something. I'm like, wait, does he have a bulge? No. But so
ahead of time, I tried to convince her to take my beer and throw it on her when the time came.
But and I did end up throwing my drink on her, but I feel bad. First of all, we knew we were the first ones of the day. So if I threw my drink on her face, like for real, and her clothes, that sucks because you got to like figure it out for the rest of the day because other couples are going to be coming in. So, but I did throw it. I kind of half missed, but they loved it because I threw it. I think though in hindsight, they must have seen, I don't know, when it was cut, when it came back.
Right.
That boiling points was the quickest cuts because they didn't really get anybody. We ended up sitting in the restaurant watching the rest of the show. So we sat and were eating. And as new couples came in, these girls hit on them again and they filmed it. And then a new couple came in and she, so as the couples like went through this, they sat and then just watched the show basically. So I didn't think it was exaggerated. I didn't think people's response was that big because right. I didn't think the actors, sorry, did a good enough job at like blatantly fucked up hitting on you. Right. You know what I mean? Like it was a little too, also you're from another country. We're going to let a lot pass.
Of course.
I don't know. Like you're, maybe you're drunk. Maybe, I don't know. Right.
Also, if you, like my point was to get Henda there that she'd go crazy. But if I really think she's going to go crazy, then I have a girlfriend that goes crazy. How would that be fun for me at the end of the day? Oh, you were on a joke right. show because you right. always go crazy. Because you think everyone wants to fuck me. So now I put it on TV and we don't get the money.
Well, so I did end up not, you know, I cut it before the boiling point happened and I walked out of the restaurant, but really it's because I didn't want them to see that I was giggling. So, but because I walked out of the restaurant after I threw the drink, they were like, oh, she's so upset. This is the best. So they told Keith, I think if I'm getting this right, they told Keith like, listen, tell her we'll give her the $100 anyway.
Well, I asked.
Oh,
yeah. So, yeah, she goes, they're like, oh, can you sign this?
Yeah, get her to sign
it. And I'm just thinking, why the fuck would I get any of it? No. Right? You just made a fool of us. And I go, I don't know. I think we're going to need the 100 anyway. And they're like, okay.
I think you also said, and pay for our meal.
And
right?
And we will get food on you guys. And they're like, yeah, okay, whatever you want.
And I go, nice. Okay.
And then we came back. And Keith is like the best when a meal is free. He's just like, three desserts, right?
Yeah,
and
everything.
Like, I don't know the words. And then he's like, what are you?
Oh, I respect that a lot. Yeah. You go for it?
Well, yeah. Well, they tried to make a fool out of Henda. I'm not a, you know, I'm not a leech if, like, you know, somebody's paying for my dinner. But if it's the whole trick was, we're assholes. Welcome to MTV's We're Assholes. That's like, okay, you can pay for dinner. You're fine. True. You're going to repeat this show a million times. You can pay for dinner and you're fine. You can find a different shirt to change your beer from.
That's true. And also, like,
you wanted to have beer thrown on you. What's it matter if it's real or not?
I remember when we were first going on like lunch and dinner meetings for people who like, and we got a book agent, he's taking us out to eat. And this wine person wanted to, all this kind of stuff, we knew that they were paying or their company was paying. So it didn't matter. And so I would be like, the lunch special. You know, that's fine. Keith would be like, the steak with the steak on the side. And you have two different potatoes. I'll take the two different potatoes. One dessert to go and one dessert right here. And what's funny is I would start being like embarrassed or like, hey, I think we're supposed to just copy this person or there's like a way to do it. Meanwhile, a lot of times it'd be like relieving them like, yeah, we're expensing shit and you're partying. And they would start ordering things. I'm like, right, I'm an ass. Like, nobody cares but me. Nobody cares. Right. It's not That's their awesome. Money. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing a Bowling Points, by the way. It was with Lady Gaga before she's Lady Gaga. And I don't know why she signed the rights to this, but she's in a restaurant. They come over. What was it? Oh, she has to leave to take a phone call. They take her plate of food. She comes back. Because we weren't in on it and she wasn't famous, I'm assuming she wasn't in on it. Who knows, of course. And they bring back the she goes, oh, I wasn't done. They go, oh, sorry, bring back the food. And there's a cigarette stick in it. Oh. There's trash on top. And she's like, Lady Gaga goes, what the fuck is this? And they're like, oh, we just brought it. Like, you brought it from the garbage. Like, no, we didn't. You know what? This is why you're always going to be a waitress. And then they go, you reached your boiling point. But then she signed it.
But I think it's because she, like you said, she wasn't Lady Gaga. She was probably a struggling singer, songwriter, actress. Right. And this was an acting job, just like it was for us.
But was, well, it's not.
But then you signed it. I signed it and I threw a drink in someone's face. Am I a person who throws a drink in someone's face?
So was she fake too?
I think so. I think these are all fake. No offense, Daniela.
A lot of people think a lot of things are fake. People think the moon landing's fake.
But it's funny what you regret, like even in a fake thing. Like, does Lady Gaga thinks she's going to be famous one day? Does she go, well, and that's why you're just a waitress. Shit. I didn't mean that one.
Yeah. Well, I regret not picking up the table and overturning it.
Right. That would have been awesome.
Right. Because this is my moment where they can't be like, why would you fucking overturn the table? I'd be like, why would you fucking test my relationship? You know, it's perfect time to like lose my shit. And I was too timid about it.
We bring a, like we come into the restaurant with a bat. Oh, I can't believe we just came from batting practice. Shloosh, shloosh, shloosh. And you just go around the whole restaurant, one item at a time.
Yeah, like how in the 80s, every sitcom had a thing where somebody fake won the lotto and then cursed everybody out.
Yeah.
That's what I should have been like. I just couldn't do it.
The podcast, of course, that we were talking about, it's Am I the Asshole, where you go on the Reddit section that says, Am I the Asshole? And people just say, hey, here's what happened. Am I the jerk in this situation? Or is the person that I'm talking about the jerk?
And we did this last time when Danny was on, and it was so fun. Like, I still talk about it. It was the one with the thong that was the most controversial. This woman was, she and this guy were about to hook up. Everything was going great.
Right.
And then it turns out when he finally got naked, she literally said everything's fantastic. He was wearing a thong and she was really not attracted to that. Is she an asshole?
Right. I kept thinking about that because Andrea had said it was internalized kind of homophobia. And that kind of stuck with me. I was like, oh no.
And what'd you look at?
What?
What conclusion did you come to?
Well, the conclusion I came to that she's not an asshole, but I agreed with Andrea, and it kind of haunted me because I was like, oh, I have internalized homophobia. You know, like there's nothing wrong. It shouldn't affect you that someone's wearing women's underwear. Who cares?
Right. Well, and there's also the argument that it's not necessarily women's underwear. Like it's a thong, and he's wearing it. You know. So, but also there is the thing that. This isn't what the norm is of sexual attraction between a woman and a guy, but then who's making the norm? We are, and I don't know. I think that was a tough one because are you an asshole? No, you're just not attracted to this thing, right. And I think that's fine.
I just don't want you to take my clothes. That's all. You know, I understand what she's saying. She just didn't include that. All right, Doug, give us one or two, if you don't mind, examples.
I brought you some juicy ones.
Okay.
Because you guys were really good at it, I thought.
Thank you.
We know how to butter us up.
AITA, for telling my sister that getting into shape would improve her chances of getting a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yes. You're the asshole. The end. Yeah. So some of these are easy, right? Yeah. The sister knows.
Yeah. Everybody knows what they look like.
Everybody has a mirror.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Let me read this jerk offs. What he has to say. I'll take it in. This is me as a judge. Go ahead. Let your jerk off partner talk.
Last week, my older sister, who is 29, Rachel, confided in me.
How old is he? 12?
26, straight male.
Okay.
Oh, how did you know it was a male?
Who is? Of course it is.
Yeah.
That she hates all the guys she wants.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, she hates
all, sorry, that she hates that all the guys she wants aren't interested in her and that she feels awful that she's never had a serious boyfriend at almost 30. She asks how it's possible. I've had girlfriends consistently for the last 10 years and how I do it. Rachel hasn't been to the gym in almost 5 years and rarely eats healthily. And while she isn't obese, she's definitely overweight. I'm a CrossFit enthusiast.
Ugh.
And yeah. I did track in college.
That's real important to the story. Yeah.
I'm the best, so is she the worst or am I the worst? Right.
So I told her one thing that's always helped. My chances is that I've always been in shape. I told her that in addition to the health benefits and improving self-esteem, working out may help her odds at attracting male attention. She's got really mad at me for implying she's fat, called me shallow, and told me that she only wants to date someone who's okay with her being overweight. I said, I totally understand.
I think I saw this video. And then does he ask if she knows how to give a blowjob and he takes his pants down?
No.
Yeah, okay. Oh my goodness. All right, different video.
Oh, boy.
But then the hard
truth... Are you watching BBC TV?
Yeah.
But then the hard truth is that more guys will find her attractive if she gets into shape.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say thin or even to lose weight, just healthy and in shape. AITA for giving her some tough love, hoping that it might help her become healthier.
Uh-huh.
Now it's to be healthier.
Is it weird that I wanted to save her life and better make her a better person? Is that weird?
Right.
Is it weird that I want the best for my sister and that means health and exercise?
Maybe this will make her healthier. We all know, even if he is coming from an honest place in the beginning, guys want him skinny, he's saying, so you got to get skinnier. Then he tries to throw in a little trick at the end. I would like my sister healthy. What did I say?
Also, how did he come to the conclusion that they don't like her because she's overweight?
Right.
Like, he came to that conclusion. It could be that she's a cunt. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Right. Like, because he didn't say that she's obese and she's, like, overweight. A lot of guys like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends how you carry it. But yeah. But,
she carries it sloppily. Like, yeah. And I said, carry it nice.
Carry it better.
I don't know. I feel like that's a lot of one-sided advice. Like, that's your only advice for your sister. You're perfect. You just need to lose weight. Yeah,
and she also knew. She also, the whole thing's stupid. She knew there's magazines, there's television shows. Fatso had a clue.
Oh my God.
You think she already knew that that was what was holding her back?
She knows that she wants somebody shallow. Yeah, that's holding her back. What she needs her dumb brother to say.
Well, I think.
And like, she doesn't already feel bad. She recognizes exercise if the brother's the CrossFit champion of shit town.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree. Okay. I used to be a pudgy boy when I was like 16.
Okay, now be honest. Hold on.
Okay.
Is this the real Danny Vega?
Real Danny Vega.
Danny Vega, who was, the drag queen.
Well, that's a documentary. So I was pudgy and I didn't really know. Okay, I think I knew I was fat.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how much it mattered. Does that make sense? Because like, when you lose weight, and I'm sure you've lost weight in your life mm-hmm. before, you're always shocked because it has such a huge effect. Mm. Everyone who sees you, oh, you look so good. You know what I mean? It could be a little like I think I can see that maybe she hadn't fully internalized like how important it can be, the weight thing.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that, and we don't know that. We don't know her experience. I think if somebody goes, how can I date better?
Right.
You go, what are you looking for? And if she says, well, they need to be in CrossFit, then you have an argument.
Okay.
But she might be dating these people that just are jerks. So it's right. Like, what are you looking for, and do you have that?
And she might be a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know everything. All he is, like, he's basically saying that if you're overweight, no one will want you no matter what.
If she asks That's somebody crazy. Out and the guy says, and maybe if you lose 10 pounds, is that guy an asshole? Then why isn't the brother an asshole? Thank you. Some of these you go home
you
and
got
think
me.
On.
I don't know if I would want to date someone who's not comfortable with 20 pounds up or down. You know what I mean?
Right.
At least, like, I think it happens. I think also, like, this 29-year-old might want to get pregnant. She might get bigger. So is that when you're allowed to be, like, a jerk when you're someone's dad? I don't know.
Well, ask every 5 years. Ask your brother. How do I look?
Right. Do the brother check in.
Right.
The brother weigh in.
Also, you guys are not friends, your brother and sister.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, right. I ended up thinking this guy was an asshole because I think CrossFit enthusiast is a dead giveaway.
Like, nobody asked him.
Exactly.
And I'm, and as a, you know, I understand exercise as a triathlete. I can swim and run and bicycle, but my sister might not know about these different options for the gym. For example, just yesterday, I was doing the ropes with my arms and knocking a tire over like an animal. So I could tell her about the different various weights. I benched 300. And
his only defense is that I think he's putting himself in the dating shoes. And if he were dating his sister, that would be his problem.
Right.
So
yeah.
And in terms,
his problem wouldn't even be that it's his sister.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's like, well, I would date you, but you're not a CrossFit junkie.
Right.
But that's all we got from that. I think we need to ask the people that she's dating.
Right.
Who might not even be looking for anything remotely like her outside or inside. It's just, you might not be a gem. Oh, 10 years of dating and you have to have found a long-term relationship?
Right.
I don't know.
And it doesn't even, you know, I mean, we're on her side, but it could be a whole family of shitheads.
Yeah.
Like, who knows? I hate them all.
I hate them.
So you say they're both assholes?
They're all the assholes.
Their parents
Everyone
are dickheads.
Sucks here, so yeah. They come for the whole family.
Honestly, this whole fucking family.
Yeah.
Honest
yeah, she
God.
Should have known that was coming from her stupid fucking CrossFit.
Yeah, what's she asking of? Oh, I think it's your religion, sis. What could it be, cow?
You're talking to your brother. You know who your brother is. That's like me asking my mom, why haven't I gotten married? She
right.
absolutely would go lose weight.
Yeah.
Like, no matter where I am
boy.
At my weight, just lose weight. And
oh,
I'm like,
boy.
Right, because my mother wouldn't date me if I gained 5 pounds.
Right.
And by the way, neither would my dad. It's just sad.
Did people write pics or it didn't happen?
Yeah, people wanted to see pics.
Now,
a lot
images.
Of controversy on that one. I think we got over 100 comments in our Facebook group. on that. But I got a really juicy one for you guys. All right. I don't even know if you guys are ready for this.
Okay. Well, you gave us the appetizer. Let's see.
AITA for taking back my open bottle of wine, a housewarming gift when I found the host and her friends.
Fucking my husband.
And I found the host and her friends were using it for wine enemas.
Yeah, doesn't matter. That's fun. This is a fun party. You're upset you weren't invited.
Is it bad if I brought them dinner wine, but they used it for dessert wine? Right. Is that bad how they use the wine that I gave them?
No, you might have given them a massager. They're using it as a vibrator. Go fuck yourself.
Are they using a funnel or are they just splashing around like dickweeds?
They had a whole enema kit, she says.
Okay, then they're professional.
$80 wine.
You shouldn't have brought $80 wine. $80 wine. So, why is it a big deal after they use it? Why isn't it a big deal? Like, buy the $20 wine and go fuck yourself.
You say,
by the way, you pretentious fuck, they're both the same.
Right. And by the way, say, hey, may I have a glass first? And you guys do the rest. That's fine.
Right.
Either way, you would have had the same amount in your mouth.
Wait a minute. They gave you an enema show and you're crying about it? $80 to watch wine enemas?
Yeah, she walked in on them in the bathroom and they were all laughing and putting wine up their butts.
Oh, they're laughing and using wine. I hate them.
So he walked in on them. Okay, go ahead. Let me know what happened.
Oh, you want to do the whole thing?
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah. I'm in. Fuck this guy.
Daddy's like, what? We just suddenly turned into monsters.
Yeah, no, fuck him. Because here's what I'm guessing. He's upset. And by the way, if I was the judge, I'd be like, hold on. Here's what I'm guessing. And then, I'm like, everybody relax. Here's what I'm going to guess. Let's see if I'm close. He found out they were having a party without him. So he's mad. And guess why he's having a party without you? Because you're no fun stick in the mud. Douche, no pun. All right, go ahead.
I went to a good friend's housewarming party.
Mm-hmm. A good friend?
Oh, you're not good friends. You're not good friends.
A good friend?
By the way, don't try to trick the fucking judge. First of all, I was with my totes BFF. Totes. And, you know, good buddies, salt of the earth, always there for each other. I would be there for a friend. I'd lay down my life for him. So anyway, I walk in. Okay.
Brought with me a somewhat fancy bottle of Cabernet that cost around $80. Not the fanciest, maybe, but I don't usually ball out that much on wine.
Okay. I don't need two paragraphs on this guy making sure he doesn't come up like an asshole while he's being an asshole. He's making a point it's $80 because that is expensive to him, and it is expensive.
But I like that he goes, it's not the most expensive. Yeah. We all know that it's not the most expensive.
I don't want the conversation to be derailed by acting like I'm P. Diddy up in here having a white party. I'm saying it's a little pricey for me. Not too much. I make a good living. And they are my very good friend. So that didn't bother me to pay a little extra. I even asked them, could you show me your good selection? Not top shelf.
You probably left a fucking receipt in. Continue, please, Dan.
Yeah.
The party was going well, and I noticed my wine had been open and half had been drunk. Somebody told me they were enjoying it and started laughing uproariously. She told me to ask the host why. Confused, I did so.
Hold on. Stop. How did we even get this fucking far? So I saw half my wine is gone, and I'm looking around. Who the fuck? Then I see what? I'm like, are you enjoying my wine? They go, no. I go, you? No. You? Yeah, it's very good. And I go, okay. That's what? That constitutes one glass.
Right, half of it.
But I'm missing two glass worth. Fuck you. All right. Then what this hard-on do? So I try to find... So I'm missing 25% of my wine.
Which is $20.
So I said, it's none of my business, but are you lying about the amount of wine that you drank? I'm just curious.
We have four more paragraphs. She told me that, so I was why. Confused, I did so. I found her, and she was very drunk. She told me my wine was a hit, but I was mortified to find out that her and a few others were using my wine, along with others, for making wine enemas. I thought it was a joke, but she was completely serious and took me to the second bathroom where a few people were gathered, wasted with enema kits or whatever. I don't know the right word.
Did she go to a 40s and blunt party and say, my wine, my precious?
What is, so you like the wine? Yeah. Why are you laughing? Nothing. No, why? I'm not letting this go. I'm weird. I'm just laughing because we're using it for enemas. No, you're not. Wait, before you leave. We really are. Doubt it. We are. And they were serious. They were using my wine for enemas. What kind of conversation is this? It never happened.
Somebody was in the shower, pants off, laughing, and the other people were encouraging her to hold it in.
I want to be invited to this party. I'm going to bring Trader Joe's wine. But
right.
I was aghast. I asked her to clarify if she'd use my wine for an enema, and
you
she
asked
had.
Her to clarify.
So how many people were in this bathroom?
I think three.
Okay, three people.
Well, it's not New York. The bathrooms are big.
And this guy, is it a guy? I assume it's a guy.
I think it's a guy.
And this guy, of course it is. And this guy says, excuse me, all three people. It's me. I'm a real fun guy. We're all best friends. I'm a real fun fucking guy. But let me just take a second and clarify, you sexual freaks. Did you use my wine on any of these enemies? Enemas. I'll call you an enemy. I counted for one glass of my wine. So there's a glass missing. If that was used in this room, just tell me now. And what did they say?
They
said, great question.
I was absolutely gassed. I asked her to clarify if she'd used my wine for an enema. She had. I stormed back out to the kitchen, grabbed my bottle, and left the party. I was furious for my wine to be used in this way. I got an angry text the next day that it was impolite to take back a housewarming gift, especially when the wine was already
your
open.
Your friend's a dick also. Was there one bottle of wine in this whole party? Every fucking bottle is accounted for on this fucking level?
I don't think that happened. You know what I think happened? He brought it home. His girlfriend said, did you bring back the wine that you gave? Yeah, they didn't finish it.
Why do these guys always have a girlfriend?
Right. And they lost 10 pounds. It's, I can't say no. So then she goes, well, you can't bring wine back if you gave it. You just leave it, even if they didn't drink any of it. And he goes, they're using it as enemas? Really? To make it a federal case, they were using it as enemas. Yeah, I went in the bathroom and asked them. And they said, yeah, we were after many. You know what? Okay. Bullshit. Write an article. I will. Am I the asshole? This is all bullshit. There should be a detective. This would be a detective asshole, and he goes out and he vets all these fucking stories.
I feel attacked. Everything I've presented today, you're telling me isn't real. This is real, Keith. My life is real.
What else happened?
Is that the end of that?
I mean, that's pretty much it. I've since heard from they called it impolite. I've since heard from other friends that I overreacted and that it's not my business how people enjoy wine. I get to them, and even some people saying that wine enemas are becoming common. And that I shouldn't be so judgmental.
Never happened.
I don't know what to think. I find a wine enema disgusting, but at least use cheap wine if you have to. You're right. That really made me think you're right.
Yeah. Also, my other friends are sitting me down and explaining it's popular. Then they showed me a picture of Wine Connoisseur, and on page 5 they were talking about wine enemas. I'm sorry, it's not for me. Use cheap. Well, first of all, it's going in my asshole. Get expensive wine. You don't use cheaper wine. I don't want it stinging. That's what you get the good wine for.
You don't want it staining, right?
Stinging, staining.
Pour wine stain in your butt.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
I'm just upset that people were so on track with this bottle of wine.
Yeah, he's a douche.
They're all douches. Your friends are assholes, literally.
I snorted vodka when I was a kid.
And?
It was excruciating. I don't recommend it.
Because you
used
the cheap stuff.
Yeah, I used
the good stuff.
McCormick's, baby, right. Like $10 for half a gallon.
What made you do that? You were already drunk?
I was into drugs and doing you ever do cough medicine and stuff? I feel like we talked about this before. You can do Robitussin.
I want to say yes.
If you take 20 Robitussins, you'll see shit.
Right.
So I would always just try to do drugs and, I was let me snort alcohol.
What made you quit robo-tripping? You loved it so much.
Oh, it's horrible. No, it's not good.
You get sick?
It's not good. Yeah, you get sick and the trip is unpleasant. Yeah, you get sick.
How many times have you done it?
I think I did three times.
Three times.
Yeah. And
you still get colds. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it didn't work,
What was the most fun drug?
Ecstasy. Not even close, right?
It's good. I did Molly, but I'm done with Molly because it is really sweet, but I feel like I can do that much talking about my feelings without having that speed. I didn't like the speed of it.
Yeah
but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, but now how do you feel water? Just like normal?
Right, but acid's good for that stuff too, but it doesn't have the body shit of Molly.
What's the difference between Molly and ecstasy?
I don't
use them interchangeably.
Yeah, I think that's it, but I'm specific because that's what I got. So if there is a difference that I don't know about.
If I'm having a hot girl,
I guess
summer.
The difference is I'm 43 and he's 20 something or 30 something.
29, slow roll.
Sorry.
All right, give us one more.
One more?
Do you have it?
Wow, yeah, I got one more all for right. you. All right, this one, people got heated.
All right. Why were you going to hide that from me?
AATA for serving a pregnant woman a non-alcoholic cocktail.
When she ordered a cocktail?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
You're an asshole. Done. Yeah. All right, these are easy. So easy. How long's your podcast? A minute?
Yeah, it's just a minute. I'm just going to cut little clips of you going, you're an asshole. That's it.
Yeah. She decided if it's okay, you're allowed a drink or two.
She might be getting an abortion that Monday. Right. Shut the fuck up.
Maybe she's trying to get the abortion this way.
That's right. Maybe she can't afford an abortion. Mind your business.
Maybe the government kills her if she gets an abortion.
Maybe you haven't read that you're actually allowed one drink every once in a while.
Right. I decided not to. What did she do?
I decided not.
Right. Did she go, oh, it's not in there? It's not alcoholic enough?
Let him read it.
We were going to read it?
Yeah.
All right.
Danny's like, you seem like you want to hit me. Yeah. So I'm going to continue?
No, when I say shut up, it's more like, shut up.
I've waited tables for the last 3 years. During my shift last night.
I've done it many times. This isn't my first day. And as a worker, we do more than just give food and drinks. We have to judge each situation. We have to know if somebody is too then we have to stop serving them. There's many different angles we have to do.
I just want to say for the record that Keith was a waiter for like 15 years.
Oh my God, so, really? Yeah.
All the things I know. So I'm going to be able to judge this because, I know each situation is different. Go ahead.
See, if you did my podcast, it would be 95% reading the situation and not getting through it. Right. You're the asshole. Done. Next letter. All right. During my shift last night, a group of four women in their late 20s came in. They were a pleasure to have as customers. They
love them. Love them. It's a dream. Let me explain to you something. I've been a waiter for 3 years. Some waiters... I wouldn't say problem customers, because having a customer is never a problem for me. But I will say they give you hassle that you don't need, okay? But you could turn that around and make it a fun experience. These people start to finish a pleasure. A conversation was fine, seemed to be on the same spectrum politically. A real pleasure. But then get this.
They ordered four of our house cocktails to start. When I was on my way back to their booth with the drinks on a tray, I walked by the backside and overheard one of them talking about how she was 14 weeks along. When I rounded back, they were talking about the same topic, and it was clear to me that she was pregnant. I figured her having one drink wasn't a big deal. They ordered their entrees, and I went off to handle other tables. 5 minutes later, they called me over again and asked for another round. At this point, I was concerned. This time, I went to the bartender and asked him to make one of them a virgin cocktail. He was confused, but I told him to just trust me.
Okay, hold on. This is blowing the bartender's mind. He's so confused. Actually, make one of those virgin. Whoa! You're telling me, because I've been spying on your table, you're telling me that four chicks drinking hot summertime cocktails, all of a sudden one wants one to be a virgin. If you're fucking me, because I was a bartender for 4 years, so help me God. Okay, you know what? I'm going to do it. But don't put my name on the fucking line.
Have you asked a bartender anything where they questioned it?
No, they don't give a shit. And make that virgin. Okay, I don't care. I'll tell you what, let me jump to the end real quick. You probably charged her for one with alcohol. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
You're the asshole.
Wow, okay, damn.
That's why he's upset. Thank you.
A few cocktails later, hers were virgin, they started getting rowdy, and Mrs. Pregnant Woman was also getting into it. I figured that since she didn't notice, things were okay. When I took them their check, they asked to split the bill at the register. When Mrs. Pregnant Woman got to the counter, I saw her cocktails were marked with virgin. My bartender had edited each in the system for inventory. I couldn't edit them back, so I just had her pay, hoping she wouldn't notice. They thanked me and left, leaving a generous tip. They were talking in the parking lot for the next short while, presumably waiting for an Uber.
Okay.
A few minutes later, Miss Pregnant Woman came back and asked what virgin on the receipt meant. I fessed up that it meant non-alcoholic. She blank stared me for a few seconds.
What could it mean? Again, this story's bullshit.
How old is this
person? A grown adult old enough to have a baby in her belly for over 3 months. What's virgin mean?
An 11-year-old can do that, but...
But she's coming and going, I think it's pretty clear I'm not a virgin. Like, what the fuck is this conversation?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And he says, I got to tell the truth. I've decided not to serve you.
Yeah, and then asked if she ordered a non-alcoholic cocktail. I said no, but told her that I assumed she wanted one, seeing as she was pregnant. It was a lame lie, and I'll admit it, but she looked me in the eye and asked me to return her part of the tip. I did so. Then she talked to my manager. My manager took me into her office and literally shrieked at me until hoarse. I stood my ground and told her that I'm not going to be responsible for FAS, fetal alcohol syndrome. She told me that she was taking me off the calendar until she decided what to do with me. She also informed me that I could get the restaurant in serious trouble for discrimination. And upon examination of my state's laws, she is correct. When I talked about it to my mom and dad about it tonight, they told me that they understood my position. The entire staff of the restaurant is against me, and I think that I'm going to call in and tell my manager that I quit, but I still feel in the right here. I would like some perspective on this and if I'm the asshole.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, first of all, I don't know what's true in that
story. What are you, a hero?
Yeah.
I will not be responsible for fetal alcohol syndrome. Well, you're not, because you're not pregnant.
And what do you mean the whole restaurant is against you? We don't care. We don't care. You did something dumb. The manager supposedly talked to you. Who cares? You don't feel comfortable giving a pregnant woman alcohol. I understand that. Well, I'm giving you the side eye now. I'm a fellow worker. I give a fuck. No one gives a fuck. The bartender's like, what? Virgin? But I'm a bartender. I didn't go to school to give pussy drinks. And then everybody's giving you a side. This day isn't happening. You fucking liar. And get out of your parents' house.
Keith, I don't personally write these. Oh, I'm just okay. Reading. I just read that.
Seems like you're lying to me a lot.
I think that the most she could have done there, because I understand like uncomfortably reordering, you know, drink after drink when somebody's pregnant. The best you can do is ask another waiter to take the table and go fuck yourself.
Yes. Just say, I don't feel comfortable doing it. Could somebody else do it? A manager wouldn't make you do it.
Yeah, it's illegal too. He's right. You can't say no.
Just somebody else will do it. That's it.
But what's funny is bartenders are responsible for how drunk you get in some places or all the places or whatever, but they're supposed to cut you off. I don't think anyone serving you should decide how drunk you are, how fat you are. How come when a waiter gives somebody a piece of cake, they're not like, well, I don't know if you have diabetes.
That would be funny.
By the way, you don't know
But not even like skinny people have diabetes. But you saw the diabetes medicine that you recognize and you're like, well, how can you have a cake? Mind your fucking business. I could jump off a building tomorrow. That's none of your business.
And I don't know. Watch TV. Isn't the plot of every single movie that you misunderstood something? She's not pregnant!
Oh, what if she's not pregnant? No, she overheard that she was pregnant.
She overheard something about 14 months.
14 weeks. And that's like 2 weeks after you can get an abortion. So maybe she's having
second
an abortion.
Second trimester.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like this whole fucking lot.
You never had to do any moral conundrums when you were a waiter for 15 years?
Fuck. Yeah. I sat them all down. First of all, it depends. Like if the customer was a real pleasure... Then I felt involved in their life.
No, in fact, okay. Keith once, you added alcohol. They asked for more alcohol, but they couldn't taste it because it was such a sweet drink. So they thought he was lying. So he learned to pour alcohol down the straw so that you could feel the burn.
Wow, smart. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or didn't you lie about it was like shitty vodka? Oh, yeah. The Russians, right? It was
a Russian Jewish people, and they wanted the finest vodka, and it would have been Grey Goose, that kind of thing, Kettle One maybe. And I bring it over, and they drink it, and they're like, and you know they're gonna spend money, so even though they're drinking this and complaining, they're gonna pay for it. Like, no, that's not good. You're good stuff. I'm like, no, this is Grey Goose. No, it's not. And so I bring a brand new unopened bottle of Grey Goose. They go, yes, good. I open it up, I pour it, they drink. No, no good. I'm like, well, you saw me open it, right? Like, you changed it in the back. Like, first of all, you're very calm about that. Like, we all just ripped you off, but you're like, no, I know you tried to rip me off. Let's try again. Finally, I bring him Kirkland, or I bring him whatever bottom shelf vodka shit is, Georgie.
But do you bring the bottle?
No, I just bring here, try this. You know, trust me. They drink it. Yes, good vodka has the burn.
Oh, God.
Like, and did you charge him for...
Yeah, for good stuff, yeah, of course.
So how do you do that if the bartender is giving you...
The bartender doesn't give a shit. This bartender story is a fucking lie. You go, hey, how about this? Charge him for that. Done. But what about inventory? This douchebag is explaining on that website what inventory is. He had to rate V for inventory. There's no inventory when it comes to a little drink like that one at a time. Fuck off. I think we're 3 drinks short of vodka over the month. What the fuck?
I do miss when Keith was a waiter. The stories are great.
Fucking bullshit. Am I the asshole? Yeah, because you're a liar. They're all liars. They're all fucking liars. I don't mean to ruin your whole show.
It is funny how they give they give the extra details as if to say, like, well, I'm perfectly great. Yeah. But anyway,
yeah.
Am I the asshole?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people will do it so much that people will hate them. You know, like they won't even be an asshole in the story, but because the way they present themselves.
When it comes to human life, God said that. Like, okay. All right.
Are you going to follow her home and see if she keeps drinking? Because she's pregnant.
We'll make sure she gets home safe.
Are you going to follow them and make sure that neither one of them is driving?
I say go bar to bar and knock drinks out of bitch's hands. I'm sorry. Yeah. Life's important to me.
You clearly know better than everybody.
At least hand out a pamphlet of fetal alcohol syndrome and just pass it around. That's not too much.
Was this a dude?
Yeah, it was a dude. Okay. Yeah, it was a dude.
No, I think this one was a girl. People made fun of her. They called her a Becky and a Karen, you know, the usual.
Mm-hmm. But trust me, give it time.
All right, I think we...
Oh, your show gets me riled up.
Yeah. I know, that was scary.
Yeah.
You guys got to understand, Keith is like pointing at me the whole time. Yeah. Like, it feels really personal.
Yeah. My lip hurts so much now. From when I got hurt in this, it's a whole thing.
You're thinking about one of these situations in the shower.
I'm getting angry.
Oh, yeah. We could have...
Oh, I never said this. What really happened in the shower, I was doing a wine enema. $15 wine.
But you know what's funny is we didn't have to... The show didn't have to be this long, and it hurts for you to talk because you fell on your fucking face.
Yeah.
But you have to know if someone's an asshole.
Yeah, that's what an asshole these people are.
He's not going camping because his face hurts. But he'll do a longer show because he's got to let everybody know.
I don't like liars.
Oh, what a pleasure.
There you have it. Danny, people want to follow you online. That's the truth. Twitter is Danny Vega Comedy. Instagram is Danny Vega Sucks.
Yeah, and I'd love it if you guys check out the podcast, you know. We're not as funny as Keith, but we try to give a good analysis and have a good time.
I make it the time pleasurable. I listen to the podcast in my house. And I yell at it.
Really?
And my point is you can make it your own show, dear listener.
And the website for the podcast, if you need AITAPod.com.
Do you ever go through the Reddit site and just write, yes, enter, yes, enter?
Yeah, just...
What normal person writes on there? You ever write on there? Like, legitimately, like, am I the asshole?
I did. I put that I smoke my Juul in my house without my girlfriend's knowledge. Does that make me an... I do it behind her back. She said no Juul in the house.
Right. Yes, you are. You're a liar.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
Damn.
Okay, that's cool.
Easy. Real judge.
What else? What? And I told my girlfriend something, and then I did the opposite. Am I the asshole? Strip it down, Danny.
You're the one lying about your tent. You've got all your, you've got your little sick games, you know? I'm just trying to get my little nicotine fix.
You have a good point.
Right. Well, him to have fun camping.
We're going to miss you. I'll miss you. I'm not sure. I'll be high.
All right, everybody. Spread the word. That's how the show keeps going. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. KeithandTheGirl.com